Welcome to the Grace Podcast, your destination for spiritual inspiration and community connection. We're thrilled to have you join us on this journey of faith, where we delve into the profound teachings of Jesus Christ and explore what it means to live a life filled with love, grace, and purpose. Each episode, we invite you to join us as we hear from our beloved pastors, as well as esteemed guest pastors, who share their wisdom, insights, and personal reflections on navigating life's challenges with faith and resilience. Whether you're a longtime member of our congregation or a curious seeker exploring your spiritual path, the Grace Podcast offers a welcoming space for you to grow in your relationship with God and deepen your connection with our community. Thank you for listening to the Grace Podcast. You can find out more about our church at www.gracecolorado.com.
Here our scripture text ends. Let's consider how we'll apply these words of God to our lives this morning, breaking down the walls of division. Friends, as we have been celebrating Independence Day extended weekend, some of you have the privilege and joy of being able to have some vacation days around this, and you took a really long break around it. I know that here at Grace, the staff was hurrying all Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday so we could get as much work done as possible so we could have kind of more of an extended weekend. And I think overall we sort of accomplished it right up until this morning. And it was like, bah, right? We're all scurrying everywhere trying to get it all done for this moment right here this morning. And I want you to think about, what does it mean to celebrate ourselves, our nation, our concept, democracy, this experiment, while at the same time knowing that we've had this growing divide in our culture and our country, a growing gulf between left and right, red and blue, conservative and liberal, Republican and Democrat? And what might it mean for you and I to add a little joy to the conversation? What, Justin, what were you talking about? Joy in the midst of talking about division in our country? That's not how we do this, right? Instead, we gather in our little tribes, our little groups, and we rail against the other side for how they're destroying our country, right? Left does it against right, right does it against left, right? Some of you actually go to both coffee groups and rail against the other just because you enjoy coffee and donuts, right? It's real fun, right? Indeed. And this psalm right here is a whole text about what it means to create the city of God, this place that stands out as glorious, that is majestic and beautiful, that other people look at and are so in awe of that they're actually terrified of the unity that is created there. Psalm 48 lifts up this view of Jerusalem, of Israel, of the city of God. St. Augustine was so inspired by this particular psalm that he wrote a whole book that in English we call City of God, that's all about how to create the city of God on earth. Man, it's going to be a fun morning with those things going off every 5 or 6 minutes. Wow. St. Augustine's treatment of this whole idea highly influenced all of Christian theology after it. In fact, pretty much every major theologian that came after St. Augustine decided to take up the idea of what does it mean to bring heaven to earth, because St. Augustine said, we've got to talk about it. This isn't just something that's in the by and by and hereafter. We've got to work on this experiment here while we're living here. How do we make a better world? How do we make a better life? How do we make better communities and nations and cities? How do we go about this experiment right here, right now? I have a solution to it. It's a little story. Yesterday morning, I got a phone call that my grandmother passed away. She was 96 years old. Her name is Irene Martin. I'll be going later this week back to Indiana to celebrate her life, to memorialize her, to officiate that service, all of those things. Here's one thing you need to know about Irene Martin. She was a Republican. And she was married to a man, Lewis Martin, who was a Democrat. Uh-huh. And they had a long and beautiful marriage to and with one another. And I first became aware of this when I was about 8 years old. The year, this is going to blow some of you away, was 1988. Okay? I was 8 years old, 1988. Michael Dukakis was the Democratic candidate for President of the United States versus George Herbert Walker Bush for the Republicans. And I knew this at age 8 because while I'm playing in my grandparents' living room, I hear them arguing about Dukakis versus Bush. And I first learned really of politics playing in that living room and watching them vigorously debate who would be better for the nation. And you know what happened after that debate? We had a meal. We cooked. There was fried chicken. Fried chicken, friends. It was beautiful. It was wonderful. Mashed potatoes, green beans, like all the things that in my brain, this is what a meal should look like all the time, right? A meal that could kill you because it has so much butter and lard and grease and all the stuff in it. Yes, indeed. But this is where I first learned of politics. This is where I first saw it played out between my grandmother and my grandfather. And over the years, I watched them have these conversations, have these debates quite vigorously. And yet they would return right out of these conversations back into everyday life, back into married life, back into cooperation, back into being in love with one another. And I wonder, what if that's the secret, friends? What if instead of hate and fear and judgment, what if it's us coming together with our different ideas about the city of God and going, let's come together and have a conversation. Let's have a vigorous debate about it. And then let's have fried chicken, mashed potatoes, and green beans together, friends. What if our ideas do matter, but they don't matter so much that they break us apart? What if the person that I vehemently disagree with and go, oh, that's going to crash the nation and be terrible for us, can stop and I don't go, but you, the person who disagrees with me, is terrible, and you are bad for me. What if our ideas, our beliefs, our politics aren't us? Have we stopped to consider that for just a moment? When I look around the room right now, you're a lovely group of people all put together. Some of you in your reds and blues and whites. Last night when I went to bed, I went, okay, make sure you put on something red, white, or blue. Should I put something out in advance? Nah, I'll remember. Sorry. But what if you came in today carrying some of those thoughts, or if you're like me, you forgot, or if you're like some of you, you go, I'm not wearing red, white, and blue today, right? What if we all came together to give glory to God, to hear the story of our faith again, to sing together, to pray together, knowing that I'm going to Grace Presbyterian Church where people don't necessarily agree with me? What if that's part of the point? Because I know that one of the things that I love about being the pastor here is that when I look out upon all of you, you all don't agree with one another about everything. In fact, I mean, I won't do this, but I could literally be like Republican, Democrat, and be like, let's stand up, let's have a conversation, right? And we're not going to do that. Instead, we ask a sports question today, right? Yes, indeed, right? Yes, indeed. Because, friends, in these kinds of questions, we create community. Around meals, around tables, we create friendships with one another that transcend our politics, that transcend whatever my ideal today is about what the city of God should look like. Because I bet your ideas about the city of God might be different than mine. And when we put those together, those aren't places where we have to do this. We don't have to fight about them. Instead, we can allow them to flourish alongside of one another. And in so doing, become the city of God that St. Augustine and so many theologians throughout history envisioned. It wasn't one of uniformity. It was one of diversity. We don't all have to be the same. In fact, nothing about what God has ever done on this planet, in this universe, is about being the same. What I love about chopsticks is that there's this sameness in it, and yet it's absolutely nothing of the same. Particularly when Bonnie does it, right? That throughout that beautiful rendition, there's variety. One of the things I love about Bonnie is that she represents variety. That everything that she has done in her career of being a musician means that anybody could walk up to the piano and make a request. And Bonnie would go, I think I can do that. What? Across wide varieties of music, ranges of personalities, all kinds of notes, low to high to hit, and some variation that oftentimes she would just make up. Right on the fly. Do you know how many times she and I, our conversations about 11 o'clock Christmas Eve looks like this? Hey, Bonnie, what do you want to play? I'm not sure. Do you really need to know? Nope, I'm good. You just want to show up? Yep, let's just show up. Let's do our thing. Because, friends, there is real beauty in the variety. There is real goodness and grace when we get together and have these vigorous conversations. But at the end of the day, we end up at the table. Now, today we won't be eating fried chicken and green beans and all those beautiful things, but we will be dining on the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. And in that, friends, in that is our unity. In that is our greatness. In that is the future, not only of ourselves and of our church, but of our country and our world. Add a little more playfulness to it, friends. Be united in our faith and love. And I promise you, there will be a true future for our nation. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the Grace Podcast. If you want to learn more about Grace Presbyterian Church, visit www.gracecolorado.com.